welcome back to another episode of Home Practice with Hallie. I'm your host, Hallie Miraglada, here on a mission to make the tools of yoga more accessible to all bodies, no matter where in the world you make your home. Tonight's episode is a 60-minute yoga asana or yoga movement class. All you need is yourself and a yoga mat, so take a moment to gather what you need, set up your space, and I'll meet you back here in just a moment to begin. So we're going to go ahead and get started for today's practice laying down on your belly. So think Shavasana, but laying face down. So go ahead and find your way down here onto your belly. And you can do different options with the arms. You can either stack your palms or forearms on top of each other and then rest your head down. Or my favorite option is to extend my arms totally long on the ground, so everything is touching the ground from the pinky side of your hand all the way down to the tops of your feet. And then just rest your forehead into the space between your arms. If that's uncomfortable, you can play with turning your face in either direction a little bit. And then give yourself a few moments just to make adjustments, whether that's massaging the space between the eyebrows, onto the palms or the ground, or give your hips a little shift from side to side, just kind of neutralizing the low back area. And then once you've found those little micro movements, settle into a place of stillness. And just start to notice the parts of your body that are touching the ground, so the very tops of your feet, maybe the knees and the quads, the hip bones and the heaviness at the middle, maybe the rib cage, the forehead, and then the length of the arms, depending on the position you've chosen. And then resting here in this still posture, begin to observe your breath. And notice the way the ground actually provides you with a little bit of feedback here about your breath. And so as you inhale, feel your abdomen expanding into the ground. And as you exhale, as you feel the air empty, feel the belly drawing up and the hip bones pressing more down. A couple more breaths, extending the length of your inhales and exhales, filling up to push the ground away with your belly. And then exhaling to empty out completely. Really focusing on making the breath slow and gentle rather than as deep as possible. Take about 3 more rounds of breath here on your own. With each breath, grounding yourself in the present moment as you prepare for the practice. Make this last breath your longest and most gentle one yet. And then from here, lift your head and start to draw your elbows back, preparing for Sphinx pose. So the elbows set up directly underneath your shoulders, like you're trying to create a 90-degree angle at the bend of the elbow. So spread your fingers out nice and wide here, maintain connection with the length of the palm. And then as you push the tops of your feet into the ground, press the hip bones down as well and draw the shoulders a little bit back. So you're pressing the chest and the collarbones more forward. And then from here, you can stay still, or as you inhale, lift an inch higher. As you exhale, pick either shoulder, drop it into the middle and twist. So you're gazing up and over your top shoulder. Inhale, come back to center, finding neutral, shoulder blades together and down the back. Exhale, pick the opposite shoulder, twisting your gaze up and over. Moving like this on your own, inhaling at the center. Exhale, finding this little spinal twist right at the upper thoracic spine. Inhale, come back to center. And as you exhale, go in the opposite direction. Good, starting to find your way back to center, making the movement smaller just at the neck. Release your ear down to your shoulder, your chin down towards your chest, and then your opposite ear to opposite shoulder. And do that again, going in the other direction, ear to shoulder, chin to chest, opposite ear to opposite shoulder. Another round or so of breath here, maybe lingering anywhere along the neckline that feels like a good stretch. Continuing to keep the breath smooth and steady. Good. And then coming back to center, lower your chest onto the mat, pull your palms back so your hands are underneath the elbows. Curl your toes and press yourself up into a tabletop position here, hands and knees. And feel free to make adjustments so that your knees are under your hips. Spread your fingers out nice and wide, palms under the shoulders. Some spinal work as you inhale, cow pose. Rotate the pelvis forward, lift your chin up and off of your chest so you're dropping the belly low. As you exhale, cat pose, round and curl. Dome the muscles in the upper back like you had a string pulling between the shoulder blades. And then just like that, inhaling for cow pose, tipping the pelvis forward, tailbone up, chin up. With the breath here, exhale, cat pose, round and curl. Good, and keep going with these movements on your own. You can stick with exactly cat and cow. You can also add some side to side movements or some hip circles. And starting to even out anything asymmetrical, take one more breath. Okay, and then find a neutral tabletop position. We're gonna do an active variation of thread the needle. So take your right hand and make like an earmuff over your right ear. As you inhale, send your right elbow up to the ceiling, right? So you're twisting your body open. Keep your hand at your ear. As you exhale, active twist. Crunch your right elbow towards your left wrist. Feel free to bend the left elbow a little bit. We'll do that a couple times here. Feel your abdomen warming up. Inhale, twist open, right elbow tip to the ceiling. Exhale, active twist of the right elbow toward the left wrist. Do a few more here on your own. Inhaling as you lift through the elbow, through the chest. Exhaling as you rotate and twist. Good. The next time you come up, send the elbow tip up and pause. This time extend your whole right hand up toward the ceiling. Start to take a couple circular movements of your hand, of your wrist, warming up the fingers, articulating the joints. Maybe some of you take circular movements of your arms, warming up the whole shoulder girdle from the socket. Right, and then inhale your arm back up. Now we're gonna move into thread the needle. So as you exhale, slip your whole right arm underneath the left until your right shoulder comes down to the ground. Rest your right temple on the ground as well. Maybe pushing with your left palm into the mat. Kind of feeling the stretch across the upper and outer back. Just pause here in this twist, one more breath. Good, press into the left palm. Lift yourself back up into tabletop position, replanting the right palm down. We're gonna do the same thing on the left. So take your left hand, make an earmuff over your left ear. As you inhale, lift your left elbow tip up to the ceiling, twisting open to the left. Nice and slow, as you exhale, crunch, twist the left elbow toward the right wrist. Feel free to let the right elbow bend. Nice active twist like that. Inhale, lift the left elbow tip up. From the abdomen, exhale, rotate and twist. Good, couple more like that here. Inhaling as you open, lifting up higher. Exhaling, as you twist, lift the muscles underneath the belly button toward the spine. This time, as you inhale, stretch the elbow up and then stretch the arm up, so the hand as well. Take a few circular movements of your hand, your wrist, stretch and fan the fingers. Maybe moving from the shoulder and shoulder girdle, big circles of the arm. Good, and then when you're ready, inhaling the arm up, exhale, thread the needle. Kind of like the right arm was the hole of the needle. Slide the left arm like the thread in the center and then down. So left shoulder hits the mat, left temple rests as well. Continue to push with the right palm as you open and twist, kind of looking underneath your own armpit. Breathe into the upper outer back here. One more round of breath. press into the right palm once again. Inhale, open yourself up into a tabletop position, hands and knees. And then pause as you come to stand up on your knees. We'll start with the opening of the front of the body, especially if you've been at the computer a lot more these days. Take your palms to support your low back or your glutes or upper thighs. As you inhale, think about Sphinx pose, lengthening the spine, lift from the sternum, the collarbones. As you exhale, camel pose, Ustrasana. Trace your nose along the ceiling, so keeping the eyes up, the back of the neck long. As you press the hips forward, feel the glutes activate and engage, and take a round of breath. Good, inhale, come back up to neutral, feeling the movement from the core, knitting everything in. And then as you exhale, plant your palms onto the mat, curl your toes under, and press up and back into downward facing dog. So nice inverted V shape here. Start at the foundation of the hands, spread your fingers, press into the roots of the knuckles, the L and the J shape of the hand. And then from there, lengthen the arms, rotate the armpits in, and think of your tailbone being the highest point, pressing the hips up and back. And feel free to walk it out, make yourself at home, maybe bending one knee really generously as you stretch the opposite heel down. Coming back to center and then bending the opposite knee, lengthening the opposite heel. Good. Two more breaths here on your own. Try to relax your head and your neck so your gaze goes through your shins. Last breath. And then continuing to look at your feet, walk your hands back. So hands start to walk all the way to the very back of your mat for ragdoll pose. If they're not already, go ahead and separate your feet out to at least hips width distance. I always favor starting a little bit wider right at the beginning. You can bend your knees a lot and drop the top of your head down, almost like you're pulling your chin towards your chest. You can let your arms rest on the ground or grab for opposite elbow here. Really hanging heavy, almost letting any thoughts, any distractions literally drop off of the top of your head. And you can stay right here if it feels really good, linger. Otherwise, option for a twist, plant your left palm or left fingertips on the ground underneath your gaze. Bend your left knee, and as you inhale, either reach the right arm up toward the ceiling, or if that feels like a lot on your shoulder, you can plant your right palm on your sacrum, which is your low back, right where the tag of your pants would be. And just pause here as you inhale, lengthen your spine so it's parallel with the mat. And as you exhale, rotate open, almost like you're turning your sternum toward the ceiling. One more breath. Good, let's switch. Release the right hand down, replacing the left hand with the right underneath the face, and bend the right knee. Okay, from here, either reach the left fingers up toward the ceiling for an easy twist, or you can rest the left palm on the sacrum, the low part of the back. As you inhale, stretch your spine longer, like you're reaching the crown of the head to the front of the room, and as you exhale, twisting from a nice long spine. One more breath here. And then gently release the left palm down. You can keep your feet wide for more foundation or walk the feet in toward one another. Gently, slowly roll all the way up to stand, one vertebra at a time. So standing here at the back of your mat, feel free to make adjustments with the feet. Okay, take a little bit of movement, shoulders toward the ears, just some twists of the upper back. And then feeling settled at the feet, equally weighting from the fronts of the feet to the back of the feet, noticing equal weight in the left side of each foot versus the right side of each foot, like firmly rooted in the center. Stretch tall through the back of your head, lifting up from the sternum. Then take your palms together in front of your heart. And this pause here is really just to remind you that you made the choice to show up today, right? To take 60 minutes for yourself to breathe, to let the thoughts come in and exit, and just to do something good for your body. And you are doing it in company with many other people around the world who are joining you at this moment too. So just feeling that sense of connectivity and breathe into it together. Smooth inhale, absorbing all the good stuff we have here today. And exhaling out all of the stale air. Good. Sealing the lips, comfortable, casual breath, inhale. And exhale. Okay. Inhale, reach your arms all the way up and over your head. Continue to push down into your feet, soften your shoulders, down your back. Moving into a side stretch here, grab for your left wrist with your right hand. As you exhale, side stretch up and over to the right. Feel the length through the left side of the rib cage, the intercostals, and the lats. Stay active in the right side body. Inhale, come up through center. Swap the grip of your wrist, left grabs for right. Exhale, side stretch up and over to the left. So even though the left side is more compressed, continue to stay long there too. Inhale, come back up to center. You can stay here, or as you exhale, take a little back bend, but think of it more as a spinal extension. So you're lifting up rather than dropping back. Inhale, rise back up, mountain pose, arms for the ceiling. As you exhale, forward fold. You can take any path of your arms. Maybe they go wide, maybe they go through heart center. Again, relaxing your chin to the chest, top of the head toward the ground, hang heavy. Inhale, halfway lift. Bring your palms towards your shins and lengthen your spine. I like to think of pressing into the shins, but also up slightly. So you're pulling the length of the spine, almost like you're stretching out a slinky. And then as you exhale, fold forward once again. Half sun salutations will flow breath to movement. Inhale as you rise all the way up to stand. Exhale, pull your palms together in front of your heart. Choose to be purposeful and intentional. Inhale, reach the arms back overhead for mountain pose. Exhale, side stretch to the right. Grab your left wrist with the right hand. Inhale, come back up through center. Swap the grip. Exhale, side stretch up and over to the left. Good. Inhale, come back up to center. Exhale, either stay or take an easy back bend, spinal extension, any variation with the arms. From the abdomen, lift up. Inhale, back to mountain pose. Exhale, forward fold, hinge from your hips, release forward and down. Then inhale, halfway lift, elongating the spine, hug the belly to the back. Exhale, forward fold and let it go. We're gonna add on here this time. Inhale, mountain pose, reach your arms up and overhead. And exhale, bring your hands in front of your heart. So taking that lengthening, inhale, reach your arms up and overhead. This time, open arm twist to the right. So feet stay rooted. Exhale as you open your arms to the right. Almost like an airplane shape that you're rotating from the spine. Right fingers reach to the right, left fingers reach to the front. As you inhale, get longer. Exhale, narrowing the waistline, twist and maybe gaze to the right. Okay, coming back to center. Inhale, reach the arms up and overhead. Exhale, open armed twist to the left. So again, making an airplane shape with the arms wide, reaching the fingertips away from each other. Keep your weight rooted equally over the feet. Inhale, get taller. Exhale, rotating from the upper spine to twist. Good. Inhale as you come back to center. Exhale, easy back bend or spinal extension lift. Good. Inhale, mountain pose. Exhale, forward fold, hinge over the hips and bow down. Inhale, halfway lift, lengthen the chest forward. Exhale, fold forward and down. Yogis, go ahead and take one more of these half sun salutations here on your own. You can use variation one, variation two, or make up something on your own. You can start at mountaintop and just take it away. Finding the pace that works for you. Really moving with the breath. Honoring the sensation of your body. Okay, take your time in arriving. We'll meet in a forward fold. Good. good. And if you're in your forward fold already, feel free to stay there. Or chest expansion, interlace your hands behind your low back, right? This is just an option. If it feels like too much, grab for opposite elbow, opposite wrist. Maybe twisting your chest a little bit from side to side, just explore this space. So instead of the front body contracting like it does at the computer all day, we're opening, expanding the front and contracting the back body. One more breath here. Okay, if you have the grip, release your hands down to the ground and then start to walk your hands forward all the way into a high plank pose. And if for any reason this is not working for you today, your wrists aren't comfortable, it hurts your feet, you can come on down to your knees, right? Totally fine. Otherwise, press into the ground, lifting up through the upper back, the shoulders, like the scapula. And then building a little bit more heat within the body. You can, again, stay here, you can take knees, or we'll move into a twist. So keeping the plank shape in the body, take your right knee and twist it under the body over to the left elbow or toward it. And then step the right leg back into plank. Same thing on the left. Twist the left elbow, or rather the left knee toward the right elbow. Then exhale as you step it back into plank. Couple more like that here. Twist right knee, left elbow, back into high plank pose. Exhaling, twist the left knee to the right elbow, and then back into high plank pose. Let's do one more of those here on each side. Good, and then from the plank pose, downward facing dog, lift your hips up high. Press into the ground, lift through the spine, take a breath. Right, from here, bend your knees a lot, almost like you're making a frog pose with the lower part of the body. Continue to push into the palms, but the knees are generously bent. You can either stay here, you can take some bends and bounces, warming up through the quads, or if you'd like to practice little hop-ups or jump-ups, look to the top of the mat. As you bend your knees, launch the feet forward in a little jump behind your wrists. We're gonna take about 3 breaths here to either play with those little bends and bounces to hold your down dog or to practice your jump ups to the top of the mat. All right, 3 rounds of breath here. Good, and then on the next walk or jump up, land your feet behind your wrists. Find your breath again. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhale, forward fold. This time, drop the weight into the heels a bit more and bend the knees. Inhale for chair pose. So drop the weight into the heels, shift your hips back. So the tailbone is reaching for the space where the mat meets the floor behind you. And you can either take your hands to your heart center if your shoulders are feeling tight or sensitive today, or you can reach your arms up and overhead, biceps by the ears. Just pause here to feel the power of this posture. As you shift the hips back, feel the activation of the back of the body, the glutes and the hamstrings. One more full breath. In the next breath, press your legs to stand, reach your arms down by your side. So legs are straight, arms are down by your side. Good, sink the weight into your heels again. Inhale for chair pose, bend your knees, sink the hips, arms go back up. Exhale, fold forward and down. This time as you inhale, stretch your right leg all the way to the back of the mat like a lunge. And you might need to adjust the legs a little bit. Left ankle will be under left knee. Stretch the right leg all the way back. Keep your hands on the mat, but drop the right knee down. You can keep your toes curled under to stretch the arch or flip the top of the foot on the mat. You can stay on your fingertips or try to flatten your palms. Right, really sinking the hips down toward the ground. Feel the stretch along the hip flexor, just kind of like the front of the leg. I'm gonna take one more breath here, maybe looking slightly up. Okay, if you put your back foot flat, curl the toes under once again, lift the right knee, and step back into a high plank pose. Okay, from your high plank pose, start to shift forward and back on your tiptoes. So notice that the hips are not dropping down. I'm not sticking the hips up. It's still that uninterrupted plank shape, like a plank of wood you'd buy at Home Depot. You're just moving it forward and back. Good. The next time you shift forward, you can either use your knees or see if you can lower down to the mat in one piece. Chest and hips hit at the same time. Bring the hands slightly back so they're under the elbows. Inhale for low cobra pose. Lift from the back muscles. So again, countering all of that rounded forward posture during the day at computers, squeeze your upper back muscles together, pressing the heart forward as you contract the spine. We're gonna do some rolling cobras here. So breath to movement. Inhale, lift a half of an inch higher, elbow tips back. Exhale, release your nose down toward the ground. Three more, inhale, cobra pose, lift from the back muscles, elbows pinned back like crickets. Exhale, slowly lower down. Find your pace here, inhale, lift up, feeling everything above the belly button peel away. Exhale as you lower down. Last time, inhale, cobra pose, and you can stay here or pop up to your fingertips, like you had a cupcake under your hand and you're trying to not get icing on the center of your palm, like the little cupcake cage. And then press into your fingertips just a little bit as you lift your upper back, maybe an inch higher than you could on your own. Good, one more inhale. Exhale, release down. Curl your toes, reverse push-up, up to plank pose. Feel free to use your knees. Exhale, back to downward facing dog. Lift your hips up high. Take a breath here. All right, as you inhale, lift your right leg up, all the way up and back behind you, like down dog kick or down dog splits. For a moment, square your right outer hip down, lifting from the heel, lifting from the glute. As you exhale, low lunge, step your right foot forward so that it lands between the palms. If it only makes it halfway, feel free to gently grab your ankle and move it forward manually. Okay, from here, spin your left foot down. So your left foot is parallel with the short edge of your mat, warrior two in the legs. And then inhale, warrior two, with the right leg forward. So warrior two here, press into the outer edge of the left foot, the back foot, bend into your right knee, and kind of steering the knee so that it is directly over in the direction of your second or your third toe. So opening, rotating slightly toward the pinky edge. You can always shorten your stance, or rather narrow it. Once you're comfortable here, reach your arms out in either direction, stretching your fingertips away from one another like you're being pulled in two different directions. And giving yourself time here to witness the posture, to step into the posture. Seeing if you can sink an inch deeper into the front knee, shin perpendicular with the ground, take a breath. Keeping the legs here, one more inhale, reach a little bit forward and down, exhale, extended side angle. So you can either rest your right forearm on your right thigh as you reach your left fingers toward the ceiling, or if you'd like, using a little bit more core activation, press your straight right arm against the inner edge of your right leg. Rather than pushing your hand into the ground, try hovering maybe 6 inches above it. If you're taking that option, lengthen the spine, let the right shoulder blade slide down the back, maybe gazing up toward the hand, top hand, if it's comfortable, take a breath. Letting the leg shake, it's all right, keep it. Inhale, reverse warrior. So continue to press the right shin forward, but lift your right bicep up by the ear. You can stay standing tall, reaching up for the ceiling, or like your side stretch in your sun salutation A, those half sun salutes, stretch up and over toward your left side of the room. One more breath. Keep the length of the inhale, and as you exhale, find your lunge. So hands just come back down to the ground. From here, we're gonna do a little adjustment coming into a standing pyramid. So pop the left toes up for a moment and step the left foot in. So we're just shortening the stance here so that when you press the left foot down again, you can straighten through both of your legs. If that wasn't clear, again, you're just slightly shortening your stance, pressing the left foot down and straightening both of your legs. Again, you can keep your hands on the ground, maybe letting your forehead relax toward the direction of your shin or your knee. It doesn't have to touch or connect or anything, but just energetically folding forward. And take a breath here. All right, as you inhale, bring some weight into the front foot, bending into the front knee, and then lift into a standing split. So the left leg lifts up toward the ceiling. Right leg is the foundation here. Elongate the right heel up toward the ceiling. It could be at hip height, that's fine. It could be lower than hip height. It could be all the way up, right? Instead of thinking of height, think of activation, engaging the left glute, left heel stretches up toward the ceiling. Take a breath. But as you exhale, moving into a Jiva squat, so bend both knees. Tuck the left knee behind the right knee like they're those little Russian nesting dolls. You're just fitting them into one another here. Right, you can pause at the bottom, or rather than keeping the fingers on the ground, try bringing your palms to your heart center, finding balance in this little tuck shape. One more breath, you got it. Hands to the ground again. Inhale, lift the left leg back up. Exhale, Jiva squat, shape and hold. We're gonna go into a seated twist here. So as you tuck in the squat, let the left shin come to the ground and then sit your butt onto your mat. So we're setting up for the twist. The left knee is bent, left heel in toward the right glute, right leg crosses over the left knee. From here, take your right hand behind you. Inhale, reach the left arm up. Exhale, twist. So you're hooking your left tricep kind of onto the right thigh. You can also do straight arms. So many variations here. Listen to your body. In this seated position, as you inhale, lift up from the ground, lengthening the spine. And as you exhale, rotate, gazing over the right shoulder. Take one more breath here on your own. All right, this is a funky transition, stay with me. As you inhale, come back to your forward, right? So facing the front of your mat. Keep the position in your legs for a moment. Start to twist over your left shoulder. Keep twisting, twisting from the upper body until you can plant your palms facing the back of the mat and then unwind into your downward facing dog. So we've changed directions here. Downward facing dog facing the back of your mat. And give yourself a moment to adjust to the changes. Right, continue to press into the feet or into the palms. Maybe bending into one knee and then the other. Big breath in. Big breath out. All right, second chance to practice your transitions. Bend your knees a lot. Lift your tailbone up and back. You can either stay or three rounds of breath to work on your jump ups or your tiptoes to the top of the mat. For three, maybe kicking the heels to the seat. For two, if you're jumping, trying to land as lightly as you can. And one, feet behind the wrist, whether you walk or hop. Hang heavy. Inhale, halfway lift, elongate your spine. Exhale, forward fold, bow down. Bend your knees, drop the weight toward the heels. Inhale, chair pose, Utkatasana. Again, sink the hips low, fire up the back of the legs. As you exhale, rise to stand, straightening the legs, letting your arms hang down by your sides. And just take a breath here, rooting yourself in your new environment. All right, once again, bend into your knees, sink the hips back, inhaling for your chair pose. Exhaling to fold forward and down. As you inhale, step your left leg back, left leg back. And again, you might need to make some adjustments here so that your right ankle is under rather than behind your right knee. So once again, fingertips are on the ground. Gently release your left knee to the ground. You can once again keep the back toes curled under if you like the stretch for the foot or the ankle. Or you can press the top of the foot, like where the shoelaces would go, onto the mat. Again, you can either hold at fingertips or fully press your palms into the ground. Maybe lifting like you had a string attached to the chest, forward and up. Take a breath here. Good. If your back foot is flat, curl the back toes, lift the back leg, the back knee rather. So you're just in an active lunge. And then step your right leg back to meet your left. So you're in a plank pose here. From your plank pose, push into your left hand. We're gonna do side plank on the right. So lift your right fingers up toward the ceiling. You can stack your feet on top of each other, or if you want more support for the bottom wrist or for the hips, you can drop the bottom knee to the ground. Take a breath here. Good, exhale back to plank pose. We're gonna switch it out. Press the weight into the right hand. Inhale, side plank, lifting the left hand up. Once again, for more support, consider dropping the bottom knee underneath your hip, or you can stay active and lifted, maybe flexing the feet back towards your face. Take a breath here. Good, turn toward the ground, high plank pose. You can stick with cobra pose, or this time shift forward, seesaw, tippy toe forward. Exhale to the belly, or bend your elbows halfway, low plank and hold. Either cobra or up dog. If you're taking upward facing dog, uncurl the toes, pressing the hips low, straightening the arms and sending the heart forward. This is a pretty active posture, so the knees are lifted. Again, cobra is an option as well. Then exhale back to downward facing dog. Take a breath here. Inhale, lift your left leg up and back behind you. Like down dog splits, down dog kick. Turn the outer left hip forward and down, lifting the glute, lifting the heel. And then exhale, low lunge. Step the left foot forward so that it lands between the hands. Once again, feel free to walk the foot up. If it doesn't quite make it there, no big deal. Spin your right foot down. So once again, the right pinky side of the foot is parallel to the right short edge of the mat. Inhale, warrior two, rise all the way up to stand. Feel free to do a little warrior two dance here, moving the hips around. Pressing into the outer edge of the right foot, pinky side of the foot, roots down. And then the left toes face the top short edge of the mat. Bend into the left knee, creating a thigh that's parallel to the mat underneath you. And then once you're comfortable in the legs, reach the arms out in either direction. Almost like a gentle tug of war, feel support and length on one side, support as you lengthen the other, kind of extending the energy out from the heart. And take a breath here in your warrior two, letting the legs build with heat. Good, as you inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, reach forward and then slightly down, extended side angle. Once again, you can rest the left forearm on the bent left thigh as you reach the right arm up. Or if you want to work on lengthening the side of the body muscularly, you can straighten the left arm, pressing the arm against the inner edge of the left leg. And rather than dumping into the ground, think of lifting away from it. And take a breath here. Keep the legs. What is your core doing now? Inhale, reverse warrior. Press your left shin forward. Lift your left arm up, bicep by your ear. And you can stay with this or think of that side stretch as you lengthen the whole left side of the body. One more inhale. Listen, exhale, low lunge. Kind of windmill your palms to frame your left foot. And then make your adjustment. Turn the right toes forward, maybe dragging the front foot back or stepping the back foot up. So you can fold into this pyramid shape. So this split leg, straight-legged posture. Allow your torso to fold forward over the left shin, the long left leg here. Maybe you're at the fingertips, maybe palms, it doesn't matter. Really breathing into the back of the leg, the hamstring. And take one more breath. Good, and then gently bend into the left knee, again, bringing more weight down into the left foot. And as you inhale standing splits, lift the right heel up toward the ceiling. And again, it doesn't matter where this is. Maybe the right leg is in line with the hip. Maybe you lift it up. Maybe you keep lifting it up. Engage the muscles on the back of the right leg, so the glutes, the hamstring. Letting the head and the neck drop down. Gaze is behind you. One more breath. Good, last inhale. As you exhale, first Jiva squat. So again, bending both of your knees, tuck the right knee behind the left knee. Like a little Lego piece, it just clicks right into place. You can stay here feeling the strength of the grounded leg, or maybe you bring your hands to your heart so you're feeling the sense of balance in this shape. Full breath. All right, bring your hands to the mat. Inhale, lift the right leg. Coming back toward that shape, exhale for your little tuck, and then slowly melt down onto the mat. So the right shin is kind of on the mat, sit down onto your butt, and then the left foot is to the outer edge of the right bent leg. Right heel is at your left glute. Bring your left hand behind you. Inhale, reach the right arm up. Exhale, as you twist, hook your right tricep to the outer edge of your left thigh. So this little seated spinal twist here. Again, as you inhale, think of rooting down and lifting up from the points of connection. And as you exhale, without rounding the shoulders, just opening up through the chest, twist. One more breath here. Okay, as you inhale, turn your torso, your upper body to face your forward, so like the direction of your legs, and then keep twisting over your right shoulder, twisting, twisting, twisting until you can plant your palms to the original front of the mat, and then unwind into downward facing dog. Lift your hips up high. Take three rounds of breath here. Breathe three. Can you relax your head, neck, and shoulders here? Last two. Maximum length in the spine. Last one. Good. From here, walk your hands back towards your feet once again. Inhale, halfway lift, neutralizing the spine. Exhale as you fold forward and down. Go ahead and just roll all the way up to stand here. So finding the standing posture on your back, or standing posture at the back of your mat, we're gonna move into a little bit of balancing. We're just gonna do one posture, eagle pose on the right and the left. If balancing is tricky for you, you might find a blank wall somewhere in your apartment and sit your butt on it, almost like you're doing a chair at the wall. Right, if you're comfortable doing this in the center of your mat, that is fine too, but if you need to make an adjustment, go ahead and do that. Then when you're ready, drop the weight into your heels, chair pose. Once again, reach your arms up, and as you exhale, eagle arms on the right. So wrap your right arm under your left arm. You can either do it like you're giving yourself a big bear hug, or keeping the bind at the elbows, you can see if you can also bind the forearms or maybe the palms. Okay, so either the bear hug or the double bind. In your chair pose, you can literally stay here if you want. Maybe your hips are on the wall behind you. Or if you want to move into the balance, lift the right leg up and then cross it over the left. So you're squeezing the inner thighs together. You might rest your right foot on the ground, like a little kickstand, like a kickstand on your bike. Or you might tuck the right foot behind the left ankle. And no worries if that doesn't work for you tonight. So finding your balance in this posture, wherever that works for you, lift your elbows up. Press your forearms or your elbows away from your face. One more breath. Inhale, back to chair pose. Last chair, I promise. Exhale, eagle on the left. So this time cross your left elbow, left arm underneath your right, like you're just changing that bear hug. And you can stay here, or if it feels good to bind, you can kind of mush the forearms together as well, fingertips up to the ceiling.
You can stay here with the support of the wall behind your seat, or start to lift your left leg up and then cross the left thigh high up and over the right. Sitting nice and low into your chair pose here. Maybe you kickstand the left foot. Maybe the side feels really different. That's okay. Can you squeeze all the points of connection together? And check in at the arms. Lift the elbows away from your body. Press the forearms away from the face. And take one more breath. All right, inhale, rise all the way up to standing. Let that go. And exhale, release your arms by your sides. Go ahead and turn and face the long edge of your mat. So step your feet out two or three times, hips width distance apart. You might start by bringing your hands to your hips. Feel free to just move your hips a little bit in one direction or the other. Maybe some little circles here, getting into the hip flexors, almost like you're just stirring and lubricating the joint. Right, and then coming back to center, as you inhale, just press the hips slightly forward, releasing the front of the body, lifting up through the chest and shoulders. And then hinging from your hips with a nice strong core and belly, as you exhale, wide-legged forward fold. Hinge from your hips, drop your body forward so that the torso kind of hangs and dangles between the legs. With the arms, you can either keep them at the hips, you can drop them down to the ground, just letting them be like kind of heavy weight. Or you can use them to stretch in a deeper way, maybe holding on to ankles, maybe walking the hands through the legs or forward of the legs. We're gonna take 5 or 6 rounds of breath here. This is really like a yogi's choice. So if you're like, ooh, I really want one more hamstring stretch, maybe you walk over to one leg for a few breaths and hold and then switch. Maybe you're moving into a twist, another chest expansion. Really trusting yourself that you are your own best teacher. You have all the tools you need right here. Even out anything asymmetrical. All right, and then finding your way back to center, hands come back to the hips. Draw the elbows together behind you like those little cricket wings from your strong back body. Inhale as you rise all the way up to stand. Go ahead and step your feet together and then turn and face the front of the room. So if you have any discomfort with this transition in either your feet or your knees, we're just sitting, but we'll just get there in a different way. If it doesn't work for you, feel free to just sit down. Otherwise, stretch your arms out in front of you, almost like a mummy, and then rise up onto your tippy toes. And again, if this isn't working for you, feel free to skip this. Otherwise, finding the balance on the tippy toes, the knees will go forward of the toes slightly as we move into this little squat. So we're kind of lowering the hips toward the heels, knees forward, heels up. Once you get down into this little squat, this little ball pose, feel free to bring your hands behind you and then sit down onto the mat. Go ahead and scoot slightly forward if you're at the back of the mat so that you have some space to lower down behind you. So using your abdominal strength, gently lower your low back, middle back, and upper back down onto the ground. And just pause here for a moment. Widen your feet to the edges of your mat and let your knees drop in against each other. Going to do a brief low back relaxation with windshield wipers. So keeping the feet wide. As you exhale, gently release both of your knees over to the right. Maybe engaging the left glute slightly, just pressing that left hip up. Inhale, come back to center. Exhale, keeping the feet wide, drop the knees over toward the left. Again, engaging the right glute, feeling that length of the right hip flexor. Just take these one more round here on your own on each side. Inhaling center. Exhale, drop right. Inhale, center. And exhale, drop left. All right, this time coming back to center, last little bit of activation. Stack your knees over your hips. So you're creating a 90 degree or almost like a tabletop position with the legs. So as you bend the knees, the ankles are in line with your knees and your knees are over your hips. Try to avoid bringing your knees any closer towards you during the rest of these movements. Interlace your hands behind your head. And then as you inhale, just lift your shoulders. Like I was trying to slide a piece of paper to the middle part of your upper back. Try to stay lifted like that. And as you exhale, twist the right elbow toward the left knee. Inhale as you come back to center, these little bicycle abdominal movements. Exhale as you twist the left elbow toward the right knee. Try a couple more like that here. I genuinely believe going slower is harder since you can rely less on momentum and have to rely completely on your own strength. You are also welcome to add in the bicycle movement with the leg. So as you twist, you extend the opposite leg long. So for example, as I twist right, left leg goes long, back to center. As I twist left, the right leg goes long. Really breathing with these. So exhaling on the twist. Try to keep the shoulders relatively lifted, like I'm still trying to slide that piece of paper underneath your upper back. Last four. Good. Are you breathing? Three. Good. Last two. Try to keep the knees over the hips. Finish completely strong here. Last one. And then bring your knees into your chest. Give yourself a little massage of the low back here from side to side. Good. And then from here, send the soles of both of your feet straight up toward the ceiling. So your feet are up toward the ceiling and your ankles are all the way on top of the hips. From here, interlace your hands behind the right leg. And as you exhale, extend your left heel long so it hovers an inch or so above the mat. All right, so gently draw the right leg in a little bit closer towards you. And then we're gonna switch. Bring the left leg back up with your core control. Switch the grip of your hands to interlace around the left leg at the thigh or the calf. And extend your right heel so it hovers just an inch or so above the mat. We're just gonna do a couple more of these, a little bit hamstring stretch, a little bit of abdominal work. So moving slowly here, continue to press through the low back as you switch legs, these single leg stretches here, letting the leg that is hovering on the ground stay active and engaged. If it feels like too much, you can literally just drop the bottom leg onto the ground and make this more passive. Last four. Feeling the belly draw down toward the spine here for three. Good, breathing for two. And last one. Wherever you are, both of your legs come back up toward the ceiling and hug your knees in towards your chest. We're gonna come up into a seated position. You can either start to rock and roll along the length of your spine, kind of like you're massaging the spine from the shoulders to the hips. And if that doesn't feel good on your back, feel free to just roll to the side and come on up into a seat. So from your seat, we're gonna take butterfly pose or Baddha Konasana. So bring the soles of your feet together and let your knees open like you're creating a diamond shape with your legs. And then bring your hands down towards your feet. We're gonna do a little personal foot TLC here, a little self-massage. So take your hands, we're gonna use the thumbs specifically, just gently press them into the arch. So the feet here are almost like a book that's opening. You have the pages on the left, the pages on the right. Just kind of massaging the bottom of the foot, working the thumb as a little massage from the inner part of the heel, like the bottom of the arch, all the way up toward the toes. Just kind of walking the thumb up and down, pressing into it there. And you can stick with this, or pretending that your feet are a book, kind of take your hands toward the spine of the book and open the pages of your feet, as it were, a little bit more. So you're kind of placing the backs of the feet more toward the mat. I'm just kind of rotating and opening from the feet. So that's option two. You can stick with that. Or if you want to get into the heels here, separate your feet a little bit, take your hands and just wrap them around your heels and give them a couple little squeezes. Right, so even if you're wondering about the technique, most important thing here is just kind of touching your own feet, bringing a little bit of blood flow into the area, giving yourself a little bit of massage. thanking your feet for keeping you up and active all day. And really noticing your breath here as well. Like your complete and total attention is just on taking care of yourself and your feet for a couple more rounds of breath. Maybe moving the hands or the fingers up to the toes and just giving each little toe a squeeze. We don't often think about our feet in much detail, so giving them a little bit of attention. Okay. And then from here, take a moment just to fold forward. So lifting up through the spine and then taking that length, walking forward, maybe letting the palms rest on the ground, maybe letting the backs of the arms. You can round the back here slightly, just kind of softening. And these forward folds help to stimulate parasympathetic nervous system, which is like the rest and digest or rest and restore impulse in the body. So let the breath be present with your attention. One more round. Good, and then walk yourself up. We have two options here. Next step is happy baby. You can either just sit back and get into it or take your hands to the outer edges of your feet, slide the heels in, and then roll back like an egg until you land on your spine. Having the grip of the feet, kick the feet up toward the ceiling. If the feet feel far away, you can also grab for ankles. That's actually my favorite. Or if you want a little bit more space, take your arms and hook them behind your knees. And just give yourself a few breaths here, making any last shapes or movements, maybe kicking out into one leg, kicking out into the other. One more breath. Good, and then release any grip you may have, hugging the knees into the chest. Bring your forehead up to meet your knees, this tight little ball pose here, hugging everything in, your smallest shape all day. And then exhale, final relaxation, Shavasana. Separate your feet out at least as wide as the edges of your mat. Let your toes flop out so that your hip flexors can release as well. Take up space, almost like a little starfish, opening your arms slightly away from the body, palms up. And give yourself a moment maybe to turn your head from side to side. Any like last adjustments you need to make, open and close your jaw, stick out your tongue, squeeze your eyebrows together and then soften them. Adjusting until you can find stillness. Until you can allow the power of stillness and restoration to enter the body. Feeling that energetic glow moving through the body, the energy you've created, the warmth, the breath. That sense of life force and vitality here resting as well. Softening the muscles in the feet and the legs. Relaxing the muscles in the hips and the belly. Relaxing the muscles in the arms and the hands, the shoulders and the neck. Relaxing your facial expression, the muscles around your eyes. Letting go of any regulation of the breath. Instead, welcoming your normal rhythm to find more spaciousness, more ease. knowing that you can continue to rest here to protect and preserve your practice as long as you'd like. If you're ready for movement, start to tap your thumb along the other finger pads. You stretch and fan the toes. When you're ready, inhale for a full body stretch, taking your arms up and over your head. And exhale to fetal pose, resting on one side, seeing the ending of one practice as the beginning of the rest of your day. And then press yourself up into a seated position. And taking a moment to connect your palms together in front of your heart in a moment of gratitude for the tools we have to maintain some sense of equilibrium and steadiness and ease within our lives in this period of great change. Considering with gratitude the others who have chosen to share this practice with you and the communal shift in energy. And shifting the heart to the mind, bringing the thumbs to the space between the eyes, and choosing to remember the light that exists in all beings and all experiences, we bow to one another. Namaste. Thanks so much.